Blog Talk Radio.
Marty?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. This usually starts with some music when I listen to the show, and I thought he had it loaded up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the J. King Show, The Way I See It, with myself, Marty Torres, and Jay's co-host, Robert Redwine. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi, Marta. Hello, global internet world. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day up here in the great Seattle Northwest, and I'm sure it's great in California.
It is super hot in California. It's like crazy hot. But before I go on, I want to go ahead and play Jay's intro right quick. I want to make sure that I do this all right. Jay is actually at a show today, so he is going to be here. We have a very special guest for you today, and I just want to make sure that I get acclimated with this board here.
Okay, no problem.
There it is. That's the intro. That's a Jay King intro for the way I see it. A super special show. Well, it's super special because for many, many reasons. First of all, because you all are here. But today, we're going to be talking to Howard Hewitt. Jay's going to be talking to Howard Hewitt today, and I know y'all love Howard Hewitt. Don't you love Howard Hewitt, Redwine?
Oh, man, I love Howard Hewitt, Marty. He's just fabulous, and he just brings me to tears with that same end song. I'm going to let him know that.
Yeah, that same end song. That one got me. That one gets me all the time.
Yeah.
What is your all-time favorite Howard Hewitt song?
I mean, it goes back to so many songs. I mean, back to Shalimar, you know, Night to Remember. All that Shalimar stuff, you know, For the Lover in You.
Oh, that's my favorite right there.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's just got that unique voice that when you hear it, you know that's Howard.
Well, for those of you who don't know, which I know that y'all all know about Mr. Howard Hewitt, but Howard Hewitt busted onto the national music scene in 1976 with supergroup Shalimar. But in 1979, when they released their Super Smash Second Time Around, y'all remember that? Second Time Around. They became an international sensation and built themselves a reputation as great performers and exciting showmen. And Howard Hewitt stood out as a new original vocal sound on the music scene. Well, a lot of time has passed since those days, but Howard Hewitt has continued to carve out a unique trail for himself, performing with recording artists from jazz greats to pop icons. Howard has recorded several solo projects, and his latest project, If Only, continues to serve classic Howard Hewitt gems to his loyal audience. And I'm going to check out here to see if we have some Mr. Howard Hewitt on here. And while I'm looking for that, Redwine Robert, how did you meet J. King?
I met J. King in 1987. That's right when he got his first deal with Warner Brothers. It was like an unheard of deal at the time. They offered him his own label with distribution, and I read an article about Jay. Benny Medina, who the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is based on, who also signed Prince, noticed a young maverick up in Sacramento who was a producer, a performer, a manager, who had this new song, this Timex Social Club, Rumors. And so he gave him a deal, and they were both Aquariuses. I said, well, I'm Aquarius. I'm a manager, producer, performer, an artist. I got to meet this guy. So I was going down to L.A. At the time, a young lady of mine that I was dating for a long time, she her cousins were signed to Warner Brothers, so we were going to L.A. to stay with them, you know, for a couple weeks and go to the BRE Music. So on the way, driving from Seattle to L.A., I stopped off in Sacramento, and just on a spiritual vibe, I said, I got to meet this J. King. He sounds so much like me, and I just feel his energy and his spirit. I found him just on the spirit. I found his office, didn't know an address or anything. I just said, this feels like where it would be. I got there. Club Nouveau was outside. All the other acts were there. And Jay called me in his room. I played him a demo tape. He liked it. He said, you know, you remind me of myself. I sold everything and left Alaska. He said, prior to that, he was stationed up in Alaska in the Air Force. He had just got out the military prior to the record deal, was married, sold all his equipment without his wife's knowing, and put his record out. So he just loved my spirit. So he said, meet me in L.A. Here, you're going to get into BRE. I give you passes. And ever since then, he's been my brother.
Nice. And what is it that you do?
I write, produce, sing, manage, promote. I've co-managed Raspbian B2K. I produced E40. I wrote with Stone Gossard, Pearl Jam. I've written with Dwayne Wiggins and Tony. I had a remix on the Club Nouveau album, Be Legit, Selly Sell, Mac Mall. Just to name a few of the artists that I've worked with, Daryl Hall, songs and eight major soundtracks and two TV scores.
Nice. Now, you said Razzby, you manage Razzby from B2K?
I used to co-manage him.
Oh, but not anymore.
No, not anymore. He went in a different direction, and I guess he got back with his old management, and there was a lot of controversy with that.
There's a lot of controversy with that.
Wow. His uncle, who's like one of my best friends in the world, was producing a new album on him. So he asked me to manage him. So I got a lot of shows. We did a deal in Sacramento at the Arco Arena and some other stuff. I was his band director and his co-manager. And so we had some things going. We had some movie things happening. Because I did a movie before called The Sellout Diaries that I produced. It was featured on BET. So I kind of did little television, little records. I do a video show here in Seattle, and I, you know, like I said, I work with a lot of major artists. But Raz is, it was really challenging because of his break with B2K and his management and some of the allegations that he had levied. And, you know, I can't really speak on it for legal matters, but he's personally talked to me about some of those things, and it's really a sad story. And he recanted it, which is, it's just kind of wishy-washy, so we can't really, I mean, I don't want to speak on it because Raz, I got love for Raz, but it's really a controversial and a sad story.
I'm pretty familiar with the story, and we're going to have you on That's My Word radio show so that we could talk to you more about that. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, I am stepping in right now today just for a few moments, actually. Well, till 2:30 is when Jay comes back live. He's doing a show in the Bay Area, and he's doing the show with it's Club Nouveau. I believe Climax is doing the show as well. And who else is on that lineup, Red One?
Lenny Williams, Sheila E. It's a power pack lineup. I mean, I wish I was down in Oakland right now. That's my old stomping ground.
Yeah, I wish I was there too. That sounds very exciting. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Howard Hewitt. He's going to be here at 30 after the hour. And if you don't know Howard Hewitt, I'm going to have to refresh your memory. So right now we're going to play Howard Hewitt, Can You Feel Me? That Is What You Feel by Howard Hewitt. Do you know what album that's from, Red Wine? Oh, I can't. You can't answer me back if I don't have your mic on.
See, oh, can you hear me?
I hear you now. See, the spirit of Jay is here right now. I'm cutting your mic off already. Ain't that terrible?
The mute button, the mute power.
The mute power. What album was that? Do you know?
You know, I don't know, but I love the song, though.
I think that's from the new album, because I believe that's what we're playing today is songs from the new album. I'm trying to see here if I could find some. Actually, that one was called Is This True Love? Wait a minute. No, it's not. Y'all, can you feel me? That is what it was, right? I'm sitting here looking at the files and looking at all these songs. Yeah, this is Howard Hewitt Day. So we are going to be playing the Howard Hewitt songs from the new album. Cheryl Hartsfield is in the chat room, and she says that she loves her love. The song that she loves is For the Lover in You.
Oh my God!
Definitely.
Oh God! Oh, can we play? Can Jay play some of the old stuff? I think the fans want to hear some old stuff too. We want to hear the new stuff.
Let me see if he got any of the old stuff on here. Do you wonder enough? How do I know? If only, I'll be right. Is this true love? No. He don't got it, Robert. He don't got it.
No problem.
He said y'all know where to find that stuff. Hey, why don't you sing us a little bit, Robert, of that one, For the Lover in You.
You want me to sing it?
Just sing the little hook, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's only one Howard Hewitt.
It don't have to be Howard Hewitt.
Oh, I'm not going to even attempt to sing Howard.
It's got to be real.
Sing it.
Boy, I can write a book on how you're making me feel. I was just trying to start you off, Robert. I ain't going to sing it.
Man, we got to have some Shalimar. Jay has to upload some Shalimar today because I love, oh, my God, they were awesome. Just legendary.
Yes, they were. Now, are they, because I remember that I saw on Unsung, you know that new show on TV One, Unsung?
Yes.
And they did the Shalimar.
Right.
And so at that time, if I remember correctly, they were not, you know, they were not doing any shows together at that time.
Wow.
Mickey, Jody, and Howard. Do you think that are they? Do you know if they're doing anything now together?
I don't think so, but I know Howard. I've talked to Howard, and he does Shalimar songs in his solo set.
Okay. Matter of fact, I saw when I was looking on YouTube, because I started looking at all of the Howard Hewitt songs on YouTube, and of course you can find everything on there. But did y'all see the one time where Howard Hewitt was on the show with Robert Townsend and he sang Amen?
Yes.
And then Robert Townsend sang it with him?
Yes.
Okay, now Robert Townsend sang it okay, but it was hilarious to me because I was like, why Robert don't just let him sing the damn song? Why he gotta sing the song with Howard? Because Howard has a beautiful voice, and you know, as soon as Robert came in, because I didn't have the screen up, I looked like something was wrong with my computer. I was like, what the hell? So you're right about that. Can't nobody do it like Howard. Well,
no.
Since we don't have any of the old stuff on here loaded up, what I'm going to do is we're going to keep listening to this new stuff, and then when Howard comes on, he can tell us exactly which album it's from, because I know that he's done a few solo albums.
Yes.
And so right now I'm going to let you listen to Don't You Wonder.
Wondering why our love's not alive. Don't you wonder too? Our love was pure as heaven's snow. Tell me why'd I let you go? Don't you wonder too? Was it just not meant to be? Me for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Mighty Torrance from That's Not Word Radio Show, sitting in for Jay King here, me and Red Wine. We're holding it down until Jay King gets here today.
You already know.
I asked a question in the chat room. It was a trivia. What character from the series Fame did Howard Hewitt marry? And we got the answer from G.A. Brown Sugar. She says it was Nia Peoples, and yes, it was Nia Peoples. And I remember that time because I remember during that time I was a little hurt. I was a little hurt because I was like, oh, damn it, all to hell. Now Howard is with her. And now I can't get with him. I was mad. I was mad at Nia. I think I stopped watching Fame after that. Yeah. Mike, is that, what was that? On what show? Mike is asking me. Oh, he was asking me if I was on the show when she hosted. Cause didn't she host a dance show?
Yeah, Solid Gold. Solid Gold, I believe.
Was it Solid Gold or was
it? I think it was.
It was one. It was called something. Oh man, it was. I forgot what it was called, but I remember that I went to the shooting of it. It was a show. It didn't last. Cause Solid Gold lasted for a long time. But this was a dance show when they were trying to imitate like Soul Train. It was kind of like that Soul Train vibe, and it was called Dance Something. And if you guys know it in the chat room, go ahead and post it in. But yeah, I remember because I remember that I was still hating when I went to the set. Yeah, I was hating a little bit. See, I was still mad at her.
You were playing
at the time. Yeah, I was playing bad. I sure was. I was like, dang it.
Now you're too sweet to be a hater. You're a sweetheart.
That was back in the day when I didn't know. The only thing I was thinking about was Howard Hewitt.
Okay.
You know, that was the only thing that I can't. You know, I didn't even know that it was called hating. I just knew that I was mad at Nia Peebles for taking my man. Why she had to take my man, Robert?
I don't know, but you're gonna have him live on the air today.
Well, now it's too late because now I'm married and everything. I can't even front. Now I just gotta be happy for whoever he's with.
You're too much, my dear.
I know that, you know, they say that. The solution, my husband, he says that too. But we're listening to the Jay King Show, The Way I See It, and Jay is out today in Oakland, and he's performing with Tony, and with Sheila E. I love Sheila E.
Oh,
and so he's going to be calling live today from the show because Mr. Jay King is always going to do his show. It was funny because I was telling him, well, we could run, you know, since you're going to be out of town, we could run an archive show, you know, and just host an archive show, and I'll host it for you. Nope, he had to do it live, and he does it live no matter what. So let me just tell you guys that you are in for a treat. If this is the first time that you're here on the Jay King Show, you're in for a treat because Jay is one hell of a man. He is a very fun individual, and he does really – he tells it like it is. He don't care what nobody thinks, and I love that about him.
That's right.
So
buddy.
That's your buddy?
That's my brother and my buddy.
Yeah, I've been having to get on him a little bit for muting you all the damn time. We're going to have to get a secret button for you where you can cyber slap him right quick on the back of the head.
That's right. I need all the support with that, man.
And we got you. We got you. So with Howard Hewitt is going to be in live with us today, y'all, and we are reminiscing on some of the old songs, although what we're playing is the new stuff. So I don't see any of the old stuff loaded up yet, but if you guys have any questions for Howard, this is Jay's show. So there is and Howard and Jay are friends, so there should be no question that you should be afraid to ask Mr. Howard Hewitt.
Right. Because
you know that happens a lot, right, Red Wine?
Yes,
people
I know.
Really, they get intimidated by celebrities, and it's like they want to know stuff, but they don't want to overstep boundaries. You know, you just got to let a person have a choice. If they don't want to answer it, he can say, I really don't want to answer that question.
That's true. I got something to say, Ms. Torres. Jay's going to be bringing up some controversial topics today. He's going to talk about Dr. Laura, who used the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's going to talk about LeBron James being a bum. And so be looking for that, too, when Jay gets on.
So, Dr. Laura, is that a white lady?
Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
And she's what? She's white?
Yeah, she's white. She's got a syndicated radio show, real popular. And
she don't know that the Anglo-Saxons can't be using that word?
Well, I mean, and I know in my hood they can't.
Mm-mm-mm. When did she say it? When did this happen?
What Jay just informed me right before he went on stage, so he's going to fill us in on when this happened and what he thinks about it. You know he's got something to say.
Well, I can't wait to hear about that. And then the other thing, and he's still on LeBron. I told him that I got to try to get LeBron on the show for him because he just really is not happy with the decision that LeBron made.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not as critical, but, you know, there's only one Jay in the world.
Yeah, Jay is going to say what Jay is going to say. I personally, it's like if LeBron was paying me something, then I might be mad.
Right.
But I'm not, I don't even care. I don't really follow it that much, so I'm not really concerned too much about it. But today and right now, we are talking about Mr. Howard Hewitt. Now, I got to ask you this, Red Wine.
Okay,
is Howard Hewitt married now? Do you know that? Do you know if he's married now?
You know, I don't know. I know he takes good care of his I think he has a couple kids or a daughter, and he's a good father. We did an interview with him before. He was in the car with his kid, and he's just a real spiritual, down to earth, good man, outside the entertainment world.
And it's so good to see him still busy and still working, because in the entertainment industry, you already know how it is. It's like you're only as good as your last song.
Yeah.
You know, even Michael Jackson. I can't believe that Michael Jackson was being done. You know, it's like we're so critical.
Yeah.
We got so critical of every artist that it's like if you don't do exactly what we want you to do or what sounded like last time, then we don't want it.
Right.
you know, and there's not too many artists that could really stand to that kind of pressure. There's not too many artists that have longevity like that.
That's right. Michael Jackson was an artist who inspired me to get in the music business. At 10 years old, I saw him play, and I said, that's what I want to do outside of sports. And so Michael, he's my all-time favorite. I love Michael Jackson even today, and he still brings me to tears when I watch This Is It. So I love Michael.
You know what? I'm going to watch that movie today because I haven't seen it. I have it. I'm going to watch it today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, you are on The Way I See It with Jay King, except for it's Mahdi today sitting in for Jay King. He's on stage right now as we speak, but he is going to be here, and we're also going to have live joining us Mr. Howard Hewitt. So we've been talking about Howard Hewitt and Shalamar and, you know, just this whole industry and how wonderful it is to see that Howard Hewitt is still active in the industry. And I'm really excited because with the Internet and with this whole transformation of the media, now we're really going to be able to see those artists that were once on our radios all the time. You know what I mean? Because they're still around.
Yeah.
We just, unfortunately, don't get a chance to see too much of them because traditional media doesn't want to show them. And let me just say hello to Miss April Sims from WAGT Radio. She's here. And April, yes, it's me. I'm sitting in for Jay King until he gets off stage. He's going to go directly to his room and give us a call and take over the show. But right now, we're going to play another Howard Hewitt song. I wonder if Jay's going to be mad that I'm playing all his songs right now. And then when he get here, he don't have anything to play. Mm-mm-mm. How about this? How about I play you this song because I already know that Jay, he might say this when he finds out that I played all the Howard Hewitt songs before he came on. So here you go, y'all. This is some Jay.
Why you treat me so bad? Why you do me the way you do? Why you treat me so bad? This is Sir Charles Carey from the VIM Network, host of Around the Mic. I'm inviting you out every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come check out my show, Around the Mic.
You are listening to J. King, The Way I See It, is Mighty Torres from That's My Word Radio Show, sitting in for him with Red Wine Robert. And today we are talking about, well, we're going to be talking to Howard Hewitt. Jay is performing on stage right now, and as soon as he gets off, he's going to be on the show. We're going to be talking to Howard Hewitt, and we're also going to be talking about, who was the lady that stunned, that called somebody nigger?
Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger, an Anglo-Saxon woman using the N-word, and it's about to go down because I know that Jay got a lot to say about that.
Yeah, he do.
I personally, well, I think that I would be bothered just by, it's the intent, and Jay and I get into it all the time about that too. For me, it's the intent of any word that's used, and I choose not to give any words power, so I don't go up in arms over anything that anybody says too much unless I go in arms about the actions that people take. You know,
right.
People could talk all they want, but IROC says that Dr. Laura is out of her funking mind.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I don't think that the world is still at a place where it's really okay. I mean, for me, again, personally, I don't care who says what because it doesn't affect me. I'm not going to make a big deal out of about it because to me it's just not that serious. But because I don't claim that word like that. You know
right.
what I mean? But there are people that are offended by it, and
yeah.
you're going to have to deal with the consequences of your actions if you are an Anglo-Saxon person and you
yeah.
choose to use that.
Yes.
I agree. I agree, Robert.
I just can't see how she could just crook her mouth to feel comfortable and not only, you know, I mean, I know she's under a lot of scrutiny right now. She's got a real popular syndicated radio talk show on mainstream media, and how could she feel comfortable in 2010 to say that?
That's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out because, see, this is – I'm about to get real hot in a second. I'm just hot
okay.
in the vibration of what this really is, okay? Because
right.
it really upsets me that people go up in arms over stuff like that, but then they just let it go because why is – what's the guy that called the girl Imus, nappy-headed hoes?
Yeah.
They took
yeah.
him off for a minute, but he's
right.
back on the air.
Is he?
Dog the Bounty Hunter. You know, it's talking to, and there's a difference between using the word nigger and you're saying, you know, that's my nigger, and then talking about black people, and,
right.
you know, being racist, and we
right.
as a society, we think that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, Mel Gibson, same thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we'll talk about it in the beginning. We get all pissed off about it. But then
yeah.
when it comes down to really doing something and making sure that that does not continue to happen, everybody just sits down.
Yeah. You know, I don't get it either because, I mean, you look at, you know, say a person of color that uses, you know, racial epithet or something like that, and I mean, you don't hear back from them anymore.
April Sims says that she told Larry King she is going off the air so she can exert her First Amendment rights. And then she says is back on the air because he had. She says that IMIS is back on air because he had an airtight contract. He had good lawyers. Oh no, I believe that. But you
yeah.
know what? You know the no lawyer. I mean, a lawyer could put you back in a position. But if we as people were really committed to our words, if we were committed to taking action when people did things like that, it wouldn't even matter how many lawyers he had. He wouldn't have been back on the air. And I tell
right.
you that because, matter of fact, April, you remember Hot Ghetto Mess. I remember when BET was doing Hot Ghetto Mess, and it was a show that was hosted by Charlie Murphy and oh gosh, the name of the lady that was doing the show, I can't believe that I can't think of her name right now, but she, the creator of the show, me and her had gotten into it because I was like, if you're doing this show and it's supposed to be to help black people, then why are you putting it on a show like what they were doing? Charlie Murphy is a comedian, and they were just poking fun of black people. They were showing a lot of ghetto stuff.
Right.
And then they were poking fun of it, and then at the end their message was, we have to do better. Yeah, we have to do better, starting with Jam Donaldson, that's her name, the creator
yeah.
of Hot Ghetto Mess.
Mm-hmm.
Jam Donaldson, and I told her directly,
yeah.
I said, Jam, if you really serious and you about it, and
right.
you're trying to get in the hood, and you're
right.
really trying to make a change, you take your cameras, and when you see somebody acting ghetto, why don't you show them a better way?
Exactly.
Why don't you put the camera showing you doing a transformation on somebody who you think is ghetto, but see, Ms. Jan Donaldson, the lawyer, she's not hood enough to really go in the hood and make a difference.
Right. Right.
She wanted
right.
to sit there and point the finger and talk
right.
about her education and her degree and how
yeah.
she's – it was all about money. She was
yeah.
doing that just to get money. BET gave her a deal,
right.
which she didn't have any control over, because let me tell y'all, new media, those people that are getting into the social entrepreneurship and new media, you have to – when you have control of your stuff, then you don't need the BETs and you don't need these other big labels to come and change what it is that
yeah.
you're doing. If you're really
That's
trying
right.
to affect change, don't let somebody come out and just change your shit because they want to, because it's going to be ratings. Think about what you got to live with.
That's real.
And I'm
calm.
Sure, man, that got me hot for a minute, Robert. I'm sorry. I'm calm now.
Well, that's okay. We need some of that fire because, you know, with Jay not on the air, we're two good people who we have a position on things, and, you know, in Jay's position, he's gonna be fired up. You know that. So I love that fire, my dear.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm hoping that, you know, people get it finally, that the IMISes and when I saw Dog the Bounty Hunter on TV again, I wanted to punch the TV.
I can't believe it. They got Dog back on the air.
He's back on the air, and I don't know how they did it. If anybody knows.
You know what? Hogan made a racist comment. I mean, Hogan even made a racist comment. People making racist comments quite consistently, you know, and don't get any retribution. You know, they don't get any what is it? They don't get any
recourse.
Nobody says anything. And that's the thing, unless it's for a second, for a minute. And then they back, you know, making endorsements, advertisement, being sponsored. So that's the thing is. That's what Jay said earlier. He said that the Jewish community, they don't allow that. Once, if you were of the Nazi, whatever, family or whatever, if you committed, you know, if you that person, you get put in jail to this day, you know, for what happened back then. So we need to just, you know, hold people accountable for the whole ride.
We sure do, and matter of fact, we're going to start holding people accountable now because the man of the hour is here. So,
right.
ladies and gentlemen, you have been waiting, and thank you so much for being such a great guest. So right now we have the man himself, the host of the show, Mr. Jay King. Hello, Jay King. Oh, wait, did I get it wrong? That's not Jay. 916, is that Jay?
No, this isn't Jay. This is Kimberly Biggs Jordan calling from Sacramento.
Hello,
and I'm
Kimberly.
Calling because, hey, Jay was at my Domino's tournament yesterday, a charity event we were holding for youth in Del Paso Heights.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to call in and tell Jay thank you so much for coming out and supporting Dream Builders with our tournament, and just send a shout out thanks to some of the organizations that helped me with the tournament. Even though I am a little bit disappointed with the way the community did not support my kids, and I call all the kids in the community mine. They did, the adults did not come out to support my kids, but Jay did, Mercy Springs Foundation, Sierra Health Foundation, Carol's Books, my Dream Builders Youth and Volunteers were there, and a lot of people came out and donated their time and volunteered to help us, which I do appreciate. Jay told me to call in today and just, you know, let people know that, you know, the kids in the community, we make promises to our kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my kids that we care about them, but the adults in the community did not show my kids that they cared about them yesterday.
Wow, that
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I am so glad that you're saying that here on this platform, because we can't keep letting people slide when they don't do what they say they're going to do, especially when it comes to the kids.
I agree, and especially when my kids are ready to go out there and hustle money, do bake sales, do whatever they can do to raise money for their cultural trips that we take, and, you know, just to keep the program going. I've been out there hustling for 5 years by myself with no salary just to keep this program running, and, you know, we're there for the community. We do community service. We do anybody needs our help. I get my kids together, and we come out, and we help. And I was really disappointed. I really didn't want to air it like this. But then I thought about it last night. I got mad, because it's not right for my kids to have to be disappointed. What am I going to tell my kids when we have a meeting next week, how much money we raised?
You know what?
You know?
I'm actually just sitting in today for Jay, and I have a show as well. That's my Word Radio show. We're all under VIM Radio Networks, and I'd love to, you know, have you come on the show and talk about this further so that we could really start getting the ears open of the people that need to listen, because I think that this happens way too much. And part of the reason why it keeps happening is because people do second-guess whether they want to put people on blast or not, and it's time to put people on blast.
I hear you, girl. Yes, I would love to do it because, like I said, I'm very upset that they didn't come out and support the kids. And Jay came all the way from L.A. to Sacramento to help us. And, it wasn't about me. It wasn't about Jay. It was about supporting these kids in Del Paso Heights and in North Sacramento to show them that we care about them. And that we want to give them the programs. And the kids, all they want is somebody to take them by the hand and lead them and show them how to do it.
Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for calling in today. I'm going to make sure that Jay gets that message. He's actually on stage today, so he's going to be calling
right.
in shortly. That's why I thought it was him. I saw that 916 number. and I'm going to get your information from him as well. And then we'll make sure we get it together. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
All right. Thank
you.
You
have a good one. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Way I See It with normally your host, Jay King. He's going to be here shortly. I'm Mighty Torres from That's My Word Radio Show, and he's Red Wine Robert. We're holding it down together. Red Wine, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I love the way you're holding it down. You're a great feeling. I'm going to let Jay know you did a fabulous job.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. The solution is here next to me. And he wants to know why Red Wine, why that name?
I go by just Red Wine in the music business, but that's actually my real last name.
Red Wine is your last name?
Red Wine is my last name.
You know, back in the day, I would have married you just to have that last name, Mighty
really?
Red Wine.
Oh, man, your husband is so lucky, and if he wasn't there, I sure would ask you.
Well, thank you, Red Wine. We have somebody that's calling in from the computer. I don't know if it's Jay because I messed up last time. Y'all saw me, you know, thinking somebody else was Jay. But we're going to go right to – oh, wait, I think he has a he has this cool account. So on his board, I could see who all of the info. But when I say caller info, okay, I ain't even going to try to mess with it. I'm just going to go right to the phone. You're calling – you might be calling from the computer, and you raised your hand to speak. You are on live with The Way I See It. Hello, caller. Hi.
Hi. I was going through the Blog Talk Radio site, and I saw this show, and I thought Howard Hewitt was going to be on today.
Yes, he is going to be on. We're waiting for him right now. This show was actually hosted by the legendary Jay King, but he is out performing right now, so I'm just holding it down for a minute until he gets here, but him and Howard Hewitt will be here on today's show.
You are doing a great job. I have to tell you, a great job. I thought you were part of the show.
Why, thank you very much. I'm actually his show producer. I'm in the background.
Oh, my goodness. You need your own show.
I actually do have my own show, and thank you very much.
And what,
I appreciate
and what,
that.
Where is it? What's the name of it?
That'smywordradioshow.com. And it's That's My Word Radio Show. And the site is That'sMyWordRadioShow.com. We come in on weekdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Where are you located?
Pacific Standard. I'm in L.A.
Oh, so that means that you're going to come to our game night. Me and Jay are hosting a game night. Me, Jay, and The Solution are hosting a game night Tuesday nights at Stevie's on the Strip in Encino.
Encino?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, what time?
The Valley.
It's in the Valley. It starts, it's from 7 to 11. And we're going to be playing, actually, PDA Dominoes and Jay King are going to be hosting the Dominoes tournament in the Bobby Brown Room. And The Solution, he's going to be hosting the Uno's tournament. He just made it up. He thinks that he's an Uno's expert. And he says Jay King got a tournament. He won a tournament, too. So it's Uno and Rock'em Sock'em Robots. And it's free. It's free. We're doing this. This is hosted by VIM Radio Networks, and we're doing it because we want to get, you know, all the people that we get with on Facebook and Twitter and all of the social media sites. It's the VIM Social Media Mixer. And we're going to be there. It's free, again, like I said. And if you have a business, if you have an event or a service, you come in on that night, and we'll shoot you on video, and we'll put you on VIM TV. So we're really doing this to try to get the communities back to, you know, we're already networking online. We need to make those real connections offline and really start making things happen because that's what's going to change the economy. So we're hoping that we get a lot of social entrepreneurs out there and get some great minds going over some chess and dominoes and Uno and Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and we get to start really talking about things that are going to make effective changes for our community. So we would love for you to come.
Wow. Well, I don't get off work till 8 o'clock.
Well, you're going to have to come and play. Where are you far from Encino?
Yeah, I'm near, like, Inglewood, California.
She's in Inglewood. Girl, that's not too far. One of these,
yeah.
It's every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night, you find yourself a group at work that can carpool, and you come, and Jay King is going to be there, The Solution's going to be there, all the VIM radio hosts, we're going to have a great time. Stevie's on the Strip has the most awesome Creole food. And so anytime, it's going to be happening every Tuesday night, so anytime you can come. And you know what?
Is that the same Stevie's that used to be on Crenshaw?
No, this Stevie's is, you know what, I don't know if, Red Wine, do you know if Stevie's used to be at Crenshaw before?
Yeah, it did, but I'm not sure if that's the same one.
Oh.
Yeah, because they disappeared. I didn't know where they went.
Huh. So when they was in Crenshaw, was that when it was called Stevie's on the Strip?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to find that out. But right now, it is in Encino. And The Solution's over here saying that you could ride the bus, but we're not going to pay attention to him because we're in L.A. In L.A., if you get on the bus, you got to get on the bus at 7 o'clock so that you can get to wherever it is that you're going at
and
midnight.
And I don't get off till 8, so by the time I get there, it'll be over, okay?
See? Yeah. It is. That is not good. But what I'd like to thank you so much for calling in and invite you to hang out because Jay and Howard Hewitt will be here shortly.
All righty.
And I want to introduce you to something. There's somebody that you probably didn't know, or maybe you did know, but his name is A.K., and he is actually the cousin of Mr. J. King, and he is, is A.K. his brother or his cousin?
His cousin.
Cousin. He is his cousin. See, you don't know. See, Mike is telling me it's his brother. Like, no, I know that A.K. is the cousin. So I'm going to play my favorite A.K. song, and you guys are all going to love it. And if you don't know, here it is. Now you know. King and Anthony, that is, man, I love that song. I'm always listening to that song, and I listened to the version of the video because you did a video on YouTube, and it was just you playing the keyboards, and it was like when you sang that part, there was a part, y'all, because he's an entertainer, right? So there's a part in the video at the end where he's talking about the lady, you know, that his love just left. And he took a sign. He took his hands off the keys, y'all, and he just looked at the camera like, oh, like he missing her. And I was like, oh, AK, did she come back?
Well, it was funny when he
said,
I'm doing it while I'm playing.
Oh, and there's another video that he has on there. If you go matter of fact, AK, could you post your YouTube link in the guest room? And there's some videos of him doing what he does. And the reason why I love it is because when you look at a person and you see that they truly enjoy what it is that they do, I don't think that there's a greater feeling than to be able to participate in that. And that's what makes stars. That's what makes these artists who they are. It's like, you know, we categorize music a whole lot, but I know that all of you have music that you like, that you're like, that just because you're black, it don't mean you can't listen to opera, you can't listen to rock or whatever. What attracts us to music is that energy of that person doing what it is that they love to do. Everybody could connect with that. Everybody could connect with that vibration of, you know, wow, they're doing what they love and they're emitting that passion, and we can all relate to it because we all have it in us. So when there's speakers and singers and, you know, people that just do what they love to do, they're always going to have a nice network of support around them because they're true to their passion. And that's why, you know, you start to lose your light when you start doing things because, oh, it's what you have to do and you got to try to, you know, you got to try to get by, so you got to take this job. You got to do what your passion is. That's what God intended for all of us to do. And when you start going away from that, you start to lose your light. And when you lose your light, that's not a happy life. But I can go on and on, but I won't, because this is the J. King Show, the way I see it, and you're here with me, Monty Torres, and with Red Wine. You know Red Wine? Oh, wait. See, I keep doing that. I keep talking to Red Wine, and I forget to unmute him. Hi, Red Wine.
Hi, honey. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we got Mr. Anthony King on the line.
All right. What's up, AK?
Hey, you know what? I didn't even know Jay wasn't here. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Hi, everybody in the show.
How you going to say you didn't know that Jay wasn't here? Do I sound like Jay?
What's up, AK?
Well, hold on, baby. Let me get to that. Check it out.
I know my voice is deep.
I forgot. First of all, I'm going to get to all of that. See, I didn't know Jay wasn't going to be here at 2 o'clock because I wasn't here at 2 o'clock.
Mm.
So I'm checking you out, right? And just on my family instincts, I'm checking you out and see how you, you know what I mean? See how you representing, you know, the fam and everything.
Right.
So, and you got on some real, you got my vote some kind of way. I don't know how you did it. But I think playing some of that AK and the way you talk about me, Jay don't have to come back.
Yeah, I got to see that YouTube video, AK.
Oh, you got to see it.
Hey,
now,
Rob.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell y'all, y'all already know because I think y'all been here longer than me, but Anthony AK King is Jay's cousin. And
Hey, no, that's the fam. What's up, y'all? What's up, Cheryl and Gab and Just Moi, love you, and Jennifer, and I-Rod, Light Away, all the guests. April,
they know about your videos, AK.
Huh?
Do they know about your video life?
My video life?
Yeah.
Well, which video life?
Your video life, when you're doing concerts on YouTube, there's videos of you just singing with your keyboard and with your chest all popping out, all hard. Chest and you're talking about, man, you're talking about a lot of stuff on your videos, but do they know that?
Well, they're gonna now, I mean, because of you. I mean, you know, it say Howard Hewitt, but you know what? If they click on Howard Hewitt and they get AK, they ain't gonna be disappointed, right?
They're not gonna be disappointed, not at all. They're not going to be disappointed. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, at VIMradio.com, we're going to be playing all of AK's videos on VIM TV. So you're going to be able to check out AK and get to know the other side that you may not see when he's on here on the show. The solution says that you need a manager.
You know what? People always trying to manage you after the product. I need a manager pre-check. Pre-check.
Oh, so now you the manager.
Oh, there he is. Well,
he
needs to get in the game, man.
Shoot. Oh, we're about to blow Mr. AK up. He's talking about solution distribution. He always talking about somebody's distribution.
Hey, but you know what, though? Honestly, though, I really do appreciate. Wait, when he get through, I'm going to say what I was saying.
Are you finished? Cause
he ain't gonna manage me over talking me for real.
Cause he said you ain't gonna manage him over talking him. That's not gonna work.
No, I ain't trying to.
Yeah, he said he's not trying to.
All right, so check.
And I'm gonna stop with the back and forth. You didn't find the other phone? Okay, go ahead, AK.
I really appreciate all the love that I get from my family here at J. King. The way I see it, I really love everybody. I look forward every Sunday being here at 2, getting out of here at 4 every week. I feel absolutely great. Y'all know we've been here a lot of weeks. We've had a lot of laughs, a lot of tears. We've been mad. Every single time it's been therapy. And it's because of the people, all of the people that come here that choose to spend their time healing themselves. And I love it. I appreciate everybody and the support that we get, you know, as artists, you know, doing our thing. We love you. I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate you guys. As a fan of The Way I See It, I'm definitely, you know, this is a show that I come to very happily, and it's so powerful when we think about these things. You know, this is, you know, people like to talk about traditional media all the time. Traditional media is wonderful. It gave us an amazing blueprint on what to do with new media. And having this kind of relationship with people where we could, you know, really interact with one another and really get to know one another, that's with people all over the world, and do it when we want to, because we want to, not because it's being shoved down our throat. So I definitely appreciate this platform, and I appreciate the people that come to commune with us. So big ups to y'all. Y'all are amazing. Sing them a song, AK. Sing them a song, because they're so amazing.
No, because this is Howard Hewitt's show.
Okay, well, then that means we're going to play some Howard Hewitt. I was trying to not play all of the Howard Hewitt music till Jay got here, but I think that my hand is being forced, y'all. I must play some more music.
I love y'all, and I'm getting off the phone, but I'm going to be listening. Much love to all my folks at J. King, The Way I See It. Check us out at pdacares.com, because that's our nonprofit organization, like the lady was saying. You can't rely on the community all the time when you want to do an event. That's why we have a nonprofit that gives back, raises funds consistently, because we're always giving. We're not just an event waiting to happen. This is a lifestyle. So we want to give all the time. If you got something extra, especially when times are tough, give away, because somebody else can use it. Love y'all. Got to go.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful, wonderful. And now I'm going to play Howard Hewitt. And me and Red Wine, we don't know what album this is from, but maybe y'all do, so maybe y'all could tell us. This is Make Me Say Ooh.
You know it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep, I'm thinking about you. I can't eat, it's been 3 days since we talked on the telephone. I said I'd give you some space to think about what you said to me. Said when you get it together, girl, you could call me. I thought you'd call me right back, but you didn't. Now this monster bank ain't working for me no more. Trying to find a way to flow, cause I really don't want to let you go. Cause you do that thing to me, make me say ooh.
Don't wanna think about losing you when you say, make me say ooh, ooh, baby.
You're so fine to me, mama. I love when you do that thing you do.
Every time you say you need me,
yeah. And when you think about such things, surely you gotta know how I wanna know that I am right now, and I know that this can't be wrong. No.
Whoa, but it scares me, girl, to let my feelings show. You do that thing to me, make me say,
I don't want to think about losing you when you touch me,
baby. When you do that thing, you do.
Every time you say you're leaving me,
oh girl,
I know you always be my ooh sweet thing.
Oh my sweet thing, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
I don't wanna give up on that. You are the one that I want to live my life with.
Girl, let me feel your.
Because that's that, you know, that what he gave in Shalimar, that feeling.
Right.
Now, did he start singing, did he ever go all the way to gospel?
Yeah, one time, well, I don't know if he went all the way gospel, but he did, I believe, a couple gospel albums, if not one.
Mm-hmm. That would always trip me out, too. I remember when it was always a big deal when a contemporary artist would go where a gospel artist would go to secular music, or when a regular artist, like when Mace decided that he wanted, but I don't think he was doing any hip-hop god rap or anything like that. But, you know, everybody found it so like, oh, you can't live in both worlds, or you can't sing to God and then sing to people. You can't sing songs about love unless it's songs about saying that you love God. And it was always, ever since I was a little girl, that was always very peculiar to me. Because it's like, if you just sing, and if you have, because I've written some songs that would be considered gospel, but I'm not a gospel writer per se. I wanted to have a conversation with God, and it came out like a song, you know. And it's like, and if I were to release that, you know, it's like you have to deal with people saying, oh, well, this is this and this is that, and she can't be this. That's another thing that I like about the internet too, and this whole new media, is that you know, people could just go to what they like. You know, they can go, they can find the things that appeal to them so that they could be happier. Y'all, when we all infinionaires, y'all just don't know. Jay is an infinionaire. And for those of y'all that do not know what an infinionaire is, Red Wine, do you know what an infinionaire is?
No, I don't, Margaret.
An infinionaire is a person who is not concerned with money, yet attracts it endlessly through the process of living on purpose through their passion. And infinite profits cannot be totaled because the amount is infinite.
Wow.
My husband came up with the term I defined it. I put it on the urbandictionary.com, and
wow.
God wanted me to do that one because a lot of us, we don't. If you don't know what it is like to be a millionaire, then you don't know. Sometimes you don't know how to act that and how to create the energy so that you can live in that. And so people that listen to all of the, you know, the motivational speakers, and you know, there's people that have $1 million bills taped to their ceiling because they saw it in a secret, in The Secret, and they think that that's going to work for them. But if your mind cannot process it, if your mind cannot see what it is, then it can't make you act like that. And that's why so many people act so ignorant, and they think that by having the bling and by having, you know, the Louis Vuittons and the expensive Coach bags, that makes you, that puts you in that feeling. That puts you in the feeling of debt if you can't afford that stuff.
Exactly.
So it's like with the word infinionaire, I think that everybody could wrap their mind around what that is, because the important thing is that you live in your passion, and when you live in your passion, everything is going to follow. Everything
That's
is going to fall right into place.
That's right.
We have a hard time accepting what God has already given us. We have a hard time receiving it.
Right.
And when you ask God for anything, and it doesn't always have to be that you're asking with your mouth. You ask with your thoughts and with your vibration, with your action.
Yes.
So when you're asking God for anything, whatever you focus on, that's what you're asking for.
Right.
Whether you're speaking it or not, if you're focused on it, that's what God is hearing. He is feeling your vibration, and he is giving you the things that you're vibrating from.
Right. That's good.
So whatever your situation is, you bought it in. You got to be accountable for you.
Yeah.
And every it's not the white man.
No.
It's not that person over there that called you a nigger.
Right.
It's you.
Right, right.
So if you could wrap your mind around the thought of living in your passion and doing to people the way that you would want to be done, being good, just being a good person, then everything else is going to come. Money,
oh, my God, yes.
That's just an object. That's just a thing. We're living in this new era.
Yes.
Money don't even matter.
No.
If you got a network of people, I went to Puerto Rico, y'all. I went to Puerto Rico in July. And I did not have money to go to Puerto Rico. I had a network that supported me. I had some people that saw what the situation was and wanted to support that because they're supporting the movement. I had friends. I had people who cared. And so at that time, you know, when you have that, what the hell you need the money for?
Exactly.
So,
you're so right. You're a special lady, and you need to mentor a lot of the young women today. And I feel sorry for our past generations that don't understand that mindset and that vibration. It's really true. It's so true. And you got the gift, girl.
Thank you. I am excited because, you know, Jay has that gift.
Yes, he does.
And when Jay came, my story with Jay King, y'all, is that Danny Holland, a very good friend, introduced me to Jay, and she told him that he should meet me. We spoke on the phone on a Monday. He came to the show on a Tuesday. The day that he came to the show, you know, I was telling him I'd love for him to be part of the VIM radio network, and he was like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm all in. We already doing it. We are partners. And I was like, that's how I like to work.
Yeah.
Because he went off of his vibration. Because God tells you when something is not right, and God tells you when something is right. But people want to define it all kinds of different things and say my instincts or my gut feeling. It is God. Your consciousness is God. So whenever you get that feeling, that is God letting you know right then, right there, this is right or this is wrong. And now you make the choice.
Yeah.
So we just started working together immediately, and he is exactly what I needed for my business. I've been doing this for 7 years now, and everything is moving so fast. And, you know, I needed some people on my team, and I knew that they, you know, but you don't ask and then you sit there and say, okay, I'm praying for this, and God, please, God, please, God, give me this, give me this. No, you say, God, this is what I need in my life right now. And then, and then you start moving towards that. You got to take action. Because once you have spoken it, once you have said it, God knows that you're serious because he sees you doing that.
Yep.
So now it's, you know, God is not a liar.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's like whatever it is that you want, you got it, but you just got to go for it. And you can't be scared. You know, we were talking on the show last week, all last week on That's My Word radio show, we were talking about social media, social entrepreneurs, and new media business. And there's so many people that are unemployed right now that my challenge to those people has always been, well, you ain't getting paid at all for nothing.
Right.
So now why don't you do what it is that you want to do, what it is that you love to do? You already ain't got no job.
Right.
So just go and do it and put that into motion, and you watch what happens.
Yeah.
And
like
that's what this recession is about. This recession, some people are just so down about the recession. This is the best thing that could have happened to us, y'all, really.
Right.
When you don't have a net, when you don't have a safety net, you know, you get comfortable on that net, right? You know there ain't nothing going to happen, so you just sitting there chilling. And your dreams get bigger because your mind is always evolving to bigger and greater things. So, you know, you have those thoughts, but then now you're sitting in that net and you're saying, well, I can't because if I do, I'll lose my job, or I'm making this, or I can't, you know. But now there is no more net. So now you have to. You got to do something. What are you going to do? There's no jobs. Nobody's hiring for your positions. Factories are getting shut down. Everything is just shutting down because the middleman is not working no more. So now the middleman affects the lower man, and now now that affects the big man. And so now that 2% of people that got all the money, they're using this as leverage, thinking, okay, well, y'all can't do what we've done. But they're 2% of the people. We're like the whole other percent. So what's more powerful? The power is in the people. So now that you know that you ain't got no other choice but now to follow your passion, what are you going to do?
That's right. That's it. That's the answer. And then you're like a magnet. Once you find your passion and your niche and you go for it, you'll be surprised on the people that help you with your program and your journey.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? It is. We're already into the second hour, and you know what's really funny is that I didn't know how Jay was going to pull that off. I had no idea how he was going to pull it off, but I think that we should give him a call and see if he doesn't answer. That means that he's still on stage, and and how Mike the Solution said that they must have kept asking Jay for an encore.
Yeah, he probably did an encore.
Okay, well, let me, I'm going to see how this works because it's given me an option. Wow, Jay got the fancy schmancy stuff in his studio. Dude, I could dial out numbers and stuff. I'm going to dial his number now, and while I'm talking to you, oh, wait, no, what happened? Okay.
You want me to try to do it on my cell phone?
You want to try to do it? Okay, I'll try to do it on here, too, if outside the U.S., the out dial is still U.S. format. Okay. We'll see which one of us can get him first because I know that I have a very difficult time multitasking.
Yeah, I have challenge.
Hey, Jay, we're on the radio.
Tell him I'm calling him on the other line.
What time do we have Pacific Standard Time, Mark?
It's 3:21.
3:21.
Hello.
Hey, Jay. How are you? You're
live on
the show.
What's happening, everybody? I'm sorry, you guys. You know what? There's a bunch of black people out here. We're supposed to be on stage at 2:00, and you know how black people do. You know, they muck up the time. But I'm gonna tell you something. It's a great show out here. I was just talking to Lionel B, who was just talking to me about Howard Hewitt, because they got this Minnesota show going out in Baltimore, Memphis, Detroit, all over the country. So if you guys, if you live in any of those cities, you might want to check out Howard Hewitt, Man of Soul. I believe it's Howard Hewitt.
He's not over there with you? Because he ain't over here with us.
Howard didn't call in?
No.
Don't tell me Howard didn't call in.
Winger show. Remember he said that?
He said what?
Well, he had said when we had talked to him that he was also doing a show, so I'm wondering if the same thing, you know, that's happening with you has happened with him.
I don't know, but he told me, no, I don't think he had a show, but let me tell you something. There's 20,000-30,000 people out here in Oakland right now, and we just came off stage. Tony's about to come on stage,
uh-huh.
And then En Vogue, and then Lenny Williams, and then Sheila E.
Nice.
So,
what a lineup, Jay. What a lineup.
And let me tell you who's here for you today. You know your boy Anthony A.K. is here. April Sims is here. Beautiful Butterfly. Cheryl. We have a bunch of guests. Kimberly came through. Iris is here. Just Mwaz here. Light 08 is here. 31968 is here. And we have some other new guests that are calling on the switchboard. And so we got you. We know that you over there work. Because you're the hardest working man. I don't know what anybody else is talking about. Obama ain't got nothing on Jay King.
Wow. Michael Roberts.
Mike said that them other niggas is impersonators.
That's what I like about Mike. Okay, so let me say this to you guys. This was a great event. Dwayne Wiggins from Tony is the one who put it all together.
Wow.
And I promise you, the only reason why we did this is because of Dwayne Wiggins. Because the money wasn't shit, y'all. We did it, they literally were charging $10 and $15 for these tickets. So it was a first come, first serve basis. And you have, the city of Oakland. We did Why You Treat Me So Bad last, and Richie Rich came on and did I Got Five on it with us.
Wow.
So,
well, that's big. Richie Rich, huh?
I Got Five on it.
Yes, Richie Rich did I Got Five on it with the remix with So what's happening in the chat room? What we talk about today? Did we play any Howard Hewitt music?
Did we play any what music?
Howard Hewitt music.
Yes, we did. And my favorite one that we played was the Make Me Say Ooh.
Did you guys play Enough?
We're going to play, I stopped playing them because I didn't want you to get mad at me, so I played Why You Treat Me So Bad so that I wouldn't play all the Howard Hewitt songs before you got here.
No, so you got to play Enough because that's a bad song. I'm sorry, you guys. I really thought that we would be on stage. See, I've been doing shows for white folks for the last couple of months, so I figured that we'd be on stage and off stage by 2:30, like the schedule said. But, y'all know me enough to know that I'm gonna call it like it is. These niggas was late.
Man.
Okay. I'm on my radio show, Rob.
Yeah, I know, Jay.
Okay, now I'm talking to Marv. Marv Billis is trying to call me on my phone while I'm on my radio show. Excuse me. Okay, did you get a pass?
No.
You need one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I have one for you. I'm giving you my pass.
Y'all are listening to Jay King, the way I see it. He's actually on location right now doing his show, and me and Red Wine been holding it down. And so Jay is still doing business while doing business.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. How did you like co-hosting with Red Wine?
I love Red Wine. Robert, Red Wine, and I, we like two peas in a pod.
Don't do that. You're in a sinking pod if you're doing that.
I was getting ready to compliment you on being the hardest working man in show business. You had to.
You can still do that, Robert. I'm just telling her that if she get in a pod with you, it's sinking. I'm just being honest. So I don't want you all to be two peas in the same pod because
Jay, I am absolutely not worried about me or Robert's pea pod sinking.
Okay. So Robert, what do you think about Mari?
Mari is such a sweet, informative, smart, passionate, fiery, smart young lady.
Okay, what did we talk about today?
We were talking about the white lady, the Anglo-Saxon lady that said the N-word, and then April Sims.
Oh, Dr. Laura.
Yeah, and April Sims had told us that she said that she was going to go off the air.
Right.
And,
well, she said she's going off the air, but she also said that that she feels like that she don't have freedom of speech. So she wanted to say nigga a lot more. She didn't have that. She just felt like if she said a lot more, that she didn't have freedom of speech to say it. So she's going off air so that she can say nigga a lot more.
Right. That's what she said. April said that she's going off air so that she could exercise her the Fifth Amendment
freedom of speech. Her freedom of speech. And the sad part about that is this. As ignorant and old as her ass is, her lips was moving, but her mouth wasn't. Or her mouth was moving, but her lips wasn't, because I think she get Botox or something. She got a lot of wrinkles. She ain't going to be able to do much more, y'all. She's a very wrinkly white woman. almost like a Sharpay, if you will.
Dang. She looks like a Sharpay, Jay?
347-205-9366. Marv wants to listen in on the radio show, you guys, so he's sitting across here. I just want you guys to know this. Marv Villas was in prison, lost a lot of weight, and, I mean, he got himself in good fighting shape. He looked good, and now he looked like – right now he's sitting on this couch looking like Jabba the Hutt. Marv, how'd you gain all that weight so fast? Good eating? I'm going to tell you right now, you are squiggly wiggly all around the middle. Marv, how'd you get all that? How'd you get fat like that? That's a water bed. young lady, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Wow, you're 31. You look good. You look like a youngster. I don't believe that about all white people. Just Dr. Laura. I just want you to know. But she said nigga so much that her teeth got white. Yeah.
And I was also over here really wanting to talk about the whole LeBron James situation.
He's a bum. LeBron James is a bum. Well, Marvin, and now I know for sure LeBron is a bum because Marv has his shoes on. Marv, I just want you guys to know that Marv weighed 180. Right now I'm looking at a scale chipping at 360.
I'm going to have to interrupt you for a moment, Jay, because we have somebody calling on the line, and I
go ahead, bring them in.
That this is hello, you're live with Where I See It and Jay King. Who's speaking, please? 818.
Well, I don't think LeBron is a bum.
Who is that?
I think that's Howard.
Howard, this is your radio show. We are here for you, and you don't even show up to your own show.
Man, Jay, you can kill me later on. I owe you a lunch, definitely. I got hung up on some stuff, man, and it took a lot longer than what I thought it would take. So I'm here now.
That's okay. Okay, you know what? Listen.
I don't think LeBron is a bum, though.
Tell me why you don't think LeBron is a bum. I'm gonna tell you why I think he's a bum.
Because I believe LeBron is just taking care of business the way that he should take care of business. He gave the college, and I'm from Ohio. I'm from Akron, Ohio. You understand? I believe that he gave them 7 years to build a team around him because one man cannot take a team to the finals. You know what I'm saying? He gave them seven years rather to build a team. They never built a team around him, man. And so like he's already got the money that he needs. His family's taken care of. You know, and believe me, I'm not a big LeBron fan. You know, but I'm just saying, looking at it from business wise, and Jay, you know, business wise, it's like what he's trying to do now is get into the history book. So once he's not going to get into the history book with the Cavaliers.
Of course he was going to get into the history books with the Cavaliers because he's going to be the leading scorer. He's going to be the all-time everything with the Cavaliers and in the NBA. But let me say this, Howard. First of all, 2 years in a row, 2 years running, they are the number one team in the NBA. They got the best record in the NBA. They traded for the boy Antoine from the Wizards because LeBron wanted him. They got him who he wanted. He had Shaquille O'Neal. He had pieces in place. Even Kobe Bryant, there's only one superstar on the Lakers, and that's Kobe Bryant. Then we have a star in Paul Gasol. And then we have role players around the board. LeBron James had real players around him, so real, so good, that they had the best record in the NBA 2 years running. The problem with LeBron James is when it comes to the big shot, when it comes to taking over the game, when it comes to being the man, LeBron James acts like he's got little squirrel nuts and not garangophants. He's got to have garangophants. He's got to be a gorilla, a orangutan, and an elephant all in one to be a champion. So what he did was he cashed in his superstar status at Cleveland to become a star in Miami because Dwayne Wade is a superstar in Miami. And yeah, absolutely, Dwayne Wade is a superstar in Miami. He's a superstar in Miami. You don't even eat right. You can't even have it be in this conversation. he, you know what? He was Kobe. He was Kobe Bryant when they went to the championship. LeBron is a bum. So LeBron, to me, if LeBron really wanted to be a champion, really wanted to be recognized, LeBron said, you know what? The same as Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan scored 63 points in a game that they lost, but he was patient. He was 30 years old before he won a championship. He won 6 in Chicago. He did his whole career there, the same way Kobe is going to do his whole career in Los Angeles. LeBron, to me, when you take on the moniker of the chosen one, then God damn it, you better act like it. He should have took Cleveland to a championship. He was right there, and both times he choked. Look at the last series he played in, like a little girl. Kobe playing with broken fingers.
Yeah.
Broken fingers. What?
We have you. First of all, you sound like you want to spit all the time. You say he a bomb, like. But I wanted to tell you, you got somebody from the 415 who's also calling in. I don't know if they want to chime in.
Let him come. That's Marv. That's that Marv. Let him in. He's sitting right across from me.
Okay. Oh, well, then
I'm going to die anyway.
I don't have to warn him. Welcome,
no.
Marv.
Hey, thank you for having me. This is Marvelous Marv from San Francisco, California, United States of America. Jay put on a great show over here. I've witnessed him. Jay did wonderful, but I don't know if he made the height requirement, and I'm looking right across from him. He's dressed like John Travolta, Saturday Night Live, and his hair looks like George Jefferson is receding back to his neck. But you know what? He did a great thing today.
Now, I just want you guys to know that the guy saying that right now can't really see a whole lot because there's a lot of fat just covering his eyes. Because when you get that fat, then you got stretch marks on your eyes. You so fat, you're running out of skin.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to bring your cousin in. Because he want to come in now, too. Anthony King.
I want to get back to this basketball thing.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. Man, ain't going to be too many people going to be trying to jam up my cousin. What's happening?
Tell your cousin to take off that cocaine white suit with chip stains in the back.
Oh, my God. What is the problem here?
Hey, but back to the basketball. You know what? Dwayne Wade is a good player. I mean, but he's not a superstar. He's no Michael Jordan. He's no Magic Johnson.
And neither is LeBron James.
Excuse me, I have something to say, gentlemen. We do have a guest. Mr. Howard Hewitt is here.
Okay.
Y'all are going on a tangent right now.
Okay, put Marv on mute. What we're going to do right now, you guys, we're going to play Enough by Howard Hewitt because Howard played this song for me, and when I heard the song, I fell in love with it. I told Howard this is a hit record, and we're going to talk about Howard's record. We're going to come right back. I'm going to let my cousin AK say something when we come back, and then we're going to get into Howard so Howard can let us know what he's doing. And so right now, let's do Enough by Howard Hewitt from the If Only album.
Huh? Never heard that song.
I need to know, baby. No, darling.
Huh? Okay.
Oh. I need to know, baby. Yeah. It's really crazy how went down. One day we're happy, the next we turn around and things have changed. Don't know why they just changed. Now we could throw up our hands and walk away, or take this window of opportunity and ask questions. Was I fair enough? Did we share enough? Were the times when we made it up and then chilled in the tub enough? Is it fair enough to say that in the end it really wasn't real enough? Did we feel enough? Is our commitment to honesty enough to say that enough? Just in recent years, love declined. We built a foundation. We thought we'd stand the test of time. But you know, darling, life has a strange way of dealing a devastating hand. It'll blindside you, leaving you. Try trying to understand and asking questions. Who the questions?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, you're back on, Jay.
Okay, great, because my phone went out trying to get on the elevator to get back to the room and lost my key. That song right there, man, Howard.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
When you write words like that, they got to come from the bottom of your soul. What made you write that song?
You know, the hook on that song, you know, was I there enough? Did we share enough? With the times when we made love and then chilled in the tub and up, all that, the hook was floating around in my head for about 2 years, man, before I found the right track, the right music, the right feel. This cat, you know Mickey Howard, right? Her son, Brandon Howard, who I've known since he was like about 5, 6 years old, man. He brought me the track that he and this other cat had written together. And he brought the track to me, and Jordan Duke and I produced the track together. But once I found that track, man, and I started, like, listening and figuring out exactly where I wanted to go as far as lyrically is concerned, you know, because a lot of times in relationships, man, we forget about, you know, really relating to each other. We forget about, like, you know, asking questions as far as our whole relationship, if we're on the right track, if we're on the same page with each other. So, like, you know, that's where that whole thing came from. Is, you know, it got into personal stuff, but you know, also, but you know, I don't want to go into that right now. But there's personal situations, I think, in everything that people write. It should be, at least I think it should be anyway.
Right. How now, the album,
How much has the record business changed to you as far, you know, like as an artist? How much has it changed for you, and do you think it's been for the better or for the worst?
I think there's a lot of changes in the business, especially from back in the day when I first started my recording career. There's a lot of changes that have happened in the business that I believe are for the better, because it gives an artist a lot more control over their career. It's not about, you know, the record companies making all the decisions as far as like an artist is concerned. You know, with the internet situation, the thing is that you have to be able to take off that old school type of hat and put on that entrepreneurial hat. You know, but there are certain situations also, just like we talked, I think, the other day, Jay, about Elder Barge and a record company, that how it is when you get a record company that's behind you that gives you a serious commitment. You know, it's one thing if you have a record company with deep pockets and they're willing to give you that serious commitment to get your product out there and get you know, take care of radio, take care of promotions, take care of all that stuff. But it's a whole nother thing if you just got a record company that's just gonna sign you, and they're just signing you for the hell of having you on their, you know, on their label, and they're not gonna put a commitment behind you. So with that, there's with the record companies, with the internet, with, you know, the YouTube and all that, an artist now has the ability to have a lot more control over their own career.
So. Knowing what and you're right. You're right about all that. But how often is somebody going to fall into a situation like Elle fell in? You know, I mean, you had to deal with a label, you know, and you did a smart deal. You did a partnership with the label,
right.
And you guys spent money on radio. How disappointed were you? How disappointed were you in Black Radio for not supporting your music the way I thought it should have been supported? Because to me, I still think Enough is a hit record. Well, what do you think, Robert, when you heard that song? What did you think? Is Red Wine on the phone? Mari?
I had everybody on mute, and I'm muting
okay.
him now. So
okay.
Okay.
Okay,
what I thought about the record, Howard Hewitt has one of the most distinctive voices of all time. When you hear Howard Hewitt, you know it's Howard Hewitt. And that song, it shows that he's still a great writer. Howard, I love you. Say Amen makes me cry. I want to hear the Shalimar stuff. I love you. And one more thing I want to say real quick, Jay. I'm not taking over. My cousin Ricky Odom, who played with USC and the Rams, he's here from Vegas visiting my grandmother, which is his grandmother as well. And he wanted to talk to you about Sid Justin, and he wanted to tell Jay something about LeBron James. This is Ricky Odom, Super Bowl champion.
Okay, no, we don't have no, you're not going to do all that. I'm in the middle of an interview. Did Robert
put
somebody
on? He wanted to ask.
I don't give it. I don't. We ain't talking about no damn LeBron. Put him on mute. Put him on mute right now. I just asked him to ask a question, and he. You see what I'm talking about? I tried to put him in the show. Mari. Mari, are you there?
I'm here.
What did you think about the single?
I thought that the single was phenomenal. I think that, you know, it's been a long time coming for Howard Hewitt. It's like all of the fans of Howard Hewitt, we're still here, but we don't get to listen to it because traditional radio doesn't play it. But I'm going to be playing the hell out of this song.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, Howard, how old is this album, Howard?
This album is actually about a couple years old now.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You know?
Now, Mari, you remember when I talked about hamburgers?
Mm-hmm.
See, these kids, like if this was a Beyonce record, this would be, it would be like a hamburger. You can't play her records two years after it's made.
Right.
You play that record right now. That record is a hit record right now. Like he just made it yesterday.
See, but that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing to me as far as writing is concerned. It's about writing stuff, man, that's going to last for forever. You know, when you think about Say Man, when you think about Show Me, when you think about I'm For Real, all those things, man, once, twice, three times, I mean, those are songs that you can play forever. And there's a lot of artists, I believe, that are doing something. I believe the new stuff that Usher just did, There Goes My Baby, and also All Through the Night, that one tune, that tune, I guess it was a single from before There Goes My. I mean, that's timeless shit, man. That's timeless stuff. That stuff that will last forever. You know, that kind of stuff will last forever. I mean, you know, I don't know about that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As far as
right.
You know, Usher's done some stuff that's for the moment, you know. But you know, all new school artists have done that. But I think for old school artists and for an artist like myself, it's about doing stuff that's timeless. And I don't like writing a nonsense song. A nonsense song doesn't have anything. I can't grasp onto stuff, you know, as far as that's concerned. And so I gotta write something that's gonna mean something. That's something that's gonna touch somebody. Something that's gonna help somebody through a period or make them, you know, or become the sound, or become the part of somebody's soundtrack of somebody's life, man. That's what this whole thing is about to me.
Now,
what do you think about
the song "Make Me Say Ooh"? We did play that one as well.
Okay, Howard, you did a song with a good friend of mine, Robert Brookins.
Right.
You know, I love Robert. You know, we lost Robert a few years ago. Actually, last year, last April.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I want to do, Mari, I want to play that song. What I can't remember. I don't have the titles in front of me because I'm in the lobby of a hotel. What's the title of the song, Howard?
Man, you know what? It's like when I don't have it in front of me. You have it right there, Lord.
I have. I'll Be Right. Is This True Love? Our Father, to Please You. Imagine.
It's the song right after.
You know what?
What?
Howard, I want to play Imagine because I think this is an incredible version of the song Imagine. But let me say this to everybody: if you're in the chat room, if you're listening, please go to iTunes right now and download Howard's album right now. And the album is called If Only. It's Howard's latest album. If you don't have it, please go get it. Please tell people about it. Also, Howard, if they wanted to buy it, can they go to Amazon.com? Is there a website that you have that they can buy from, or do they just buy it the traditional way?
The Amazon.com, iTunes, of course, a lot of the online, you know, music situations, you can get it there. You know, retail wise, it's like, you know, the space of retail changed drastically when Tower Records went out of business. You know what I'm saying? It's like you retail, unless you're the top 25 in the country, they're not gonna carry you, you know, a big supply of your record anyway. So like, you know, online, anything online, as far as my situation, you can go to the machineproductions.com, and you can go to also to the to my Facebook page, and that'll guide you to, you know, to where you can purchase the product also.
Are there any questions in the chat room? Anybody in the chat room want to ask a question?
We do have somebody that's on the line that has their hand arisen who wants to speak. I can't see the number. They're just calling from the 111, so I'm assuming it's Skype. You want me to bring them in?
Okay, now is AK still on the line?
AK is still on the line. AK is right here.
Let's get AK, and then let's get the other guy on the Skype line.
Okay, AK is live, and the person that's calling from the computer, you're live as well.
Hey, cuz. Hey, I didn't have much to say, man. I've been in the queue since prior to you being here, man. What a wonderful show. Mari's held it down. Howard, I want to say, man, as close as we are, we've actually never met. We've known each other for years and just have always missed each other. But I am a fan of yours. I wouldn't know if you had a hit or not because you are iconic in my book. Your voice, like Robert said, is just etched in the mind of folks from where I'm from since way back in Shalimar. So your voice does do the work, man. So it wouldn't matter if you had a million records sold or or three, I wouldn't know, because your voice make me wonder if I'm in love with a man, because it ain't a whole lot of voices that can really just crawl all over me and make me feel like your voice has always made me feel for the last God knows how many years. Man, I love you and God bless you.
God bless you too, man. I'm glad you clarified that, you know.
Howard, did you ever at any time think, I don't sound like anybody, I'm my own voice? At any time did you ever know that your voice was going to stand out like that? Like, nobody can do your voice, because it's like Marvin Gaye. If anybody tried to sound like Marvin Gaye, you said, that sounds like Marvin Gaye. If anybody tried to sound like Al Green, you said, he's trying to sound like Al Green. If anybody's trying to sound like Howard Hewitt, they say, he's trying to sound like Howard Hewitt.
You know,
How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel wonderful, because it's something that I set out to accomplish when I was really young. I've been singing since I was 10 years old. You know, started out in the gospel field, of course, back in Ohio. You know, my mom was a major professional gospel promoter in the Akron, Cleveland area and stuff. So we started the Hewitt Singers when I was like 10, 11 years old. My sisters used to back me up, you know, and they were known for their harmonies and the whole thing. But then when I was about 14, 15 years old, I went into the R&B situation. And, of course, I went through my whole situation of wanting to sound like, you know, wanting to sound like Stevie at one time. You know, I went through my Stevie Wonder stage, and then I went through my Donny Hathaway stage, and then I went through my Marvin Gaye, of course, wanting to sound like Marvin type of situation. But then when I was around 16, 17 years old, man, I started saying, well, you know, the thing that makes these cats unique is the fact that they are unique. You know, they are, when you hear Stevie, you know it's Stevie. When you hear Marvin, you know it's Marvin and Donnie and so forth. So, like, at that point, that's when I started saying, okay, I want to, like, develop a style that, you know, at some point I want somebody to say, man, I want to sound like Howard Hewitt. So that's when I started developing that whole, you know, going from the natural into the false and the false situation and making that transition as smooth as possible. So, you know, and utilizing, you know, some people have, you know, the whole thing where their natural is their weapon, you know what I'm saying, or their false is their weapon. I wanted access to both those situations, you know. So that's when I started developing, like I said, when I was like 15, 16 years old, that's when I started developing that style, that whole situation. So when people say, man, I can't, you know, it's hard to bite off of Howard Hewitt. I love that. I love the fact that when you hear me, when you hear Howard, then you know it's Howard. You know that.
Yeah, and anybody.
Have a person on the line that wants to be from the computer.
Okay, and anybody trying to do that is Howard Locke. Put the person in real quick. Go ahead, put them on.
You're on live with the person calling from the computer. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to add to that timeless as shit list, and I think I think the song by Howard Hewitt, "This Love Is Forever," should be there.
This love is forever.
Don't you guys forget about that one.
You know what, that song was I didn't write "This Love Forever," right? It was written by this girl named Cindy Cohen and I forget the other cat that wrote it. But I was at a meeting. It was really crazy. I was at a meeting in up on Sunset where the old Hamburger Hamlet used to be. Remember that, Jay?
And oh, yeah, I know exactly where.
Down in the Sunset, I think it still might be there, I'm not sure. But
it's still there. It's still there.
Yeah, I was at a meeting. I was at a business meeting. And when the meeting was over with, this girl comes up to me, and, you know, me and my partner were sitting there at the table. The other people that I had the meeting with had already split. And so she comes up, and she says, you know, I love your music, and I have a song that's perfect for you. You know, and so, like, I hear that all the time, you know what I'm saying? And then I say, well, you know, put it on something, you know, get it to me, I'll check it out. She says, well, I have it at my house, and I live right around the corner, right? And this chick, she was fine, man. She was beautiful, beautiful girl, right? And I'm like, uh-oh, what's happening, you know? And so, like, I'm thinking something else, right? But then we go over to her crib, and she plays this song for me. And, man, I fell in love with that. This is a classic, classic song. We didn't change. The only thing we changed as far as the production-wise was concerned, only thing we changed from what I heard that day that she let me listen to that song was the vocal. That's it. Changed it from whoever was doing the demo to my voice. Because it was perfect. Perfect song.
Jay, we got about 1 minute left, and you have Marvin on the line that wants to come in.
Marvin who?
The person from 916 that was doing the show with you.
No, okay. Nobody else can come in at this point. Howard, is there any way that I can get you back next week?
Yeah, we can do it next week. I'm in Sacramento on what is it? Saturday, I suppose. Saturday night. And then
Sunday
when I get back.
Give me an hour on Sunday if you can, either 2 to 3 or 3 to 4. Let me have you. We're going to come back. We're going to play your music. I want to really get a real interview with you and really get into Howard Hewitt, because I think once you guys get in, you're going to know that he's not just music. It's a real person here. But we got to go. I got to get ready to end this show, because Blog Talk will cut us off. Marty, thank you so much for hosting the show. Thanks to VIM Radio, my new home. And I'm going to see you guys next week. And whoever's holding, come back next week and I'll get you from there. Are we good, Marty?
Yes, we're good. We're going to end it with Imagine.
Good.
I'm the hardest working man.
Cool, Jay.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say that I'm a dreamer, you'll join us.
You're listening to VIM Radio.